Chitta Prabhupada Ki Jai. I'd like to begin by saying I'm deeply honored to be here for this ceremony. The more I take part in this ceremony, I realize how important and how wonderful this particular ceremony is. And I'm very grateful and very honored to be here. I don't know what I could say philosophically in terms of what has not been said. Both and Maharaj has covered some of the deeper aspects of the process of executing one's duty in the mood of the renounced order of life and one's position in relationship to other living entities. But I would like to say that over the years, I have been coming here for the last 15 years at least, since 1994, 93 actually. And I've met Devamrit Prabhu. And since I've known him and since I've associated with him, spoke with him, and even together worked on a few things together, I've seen all the qualities of a Vaishnava in what we say, full-blown. His humility, his sensitivity to others' feelings and ideas. He has such a deep sense of, can relate to others very deeply of what they're thinking and how, what is they're experiencing. And his ability to present Krishna consciousness in such a very simple but very powerful way. I think, and when I also heard when Maharaj was speaking about his service to go to Vrindavan, be the temple president, it was obviously one of the greatest challenges that anyone could have. And I remember I was speaking to Devamrit Prabhu just before he entered into that service. And he mentioned, after he got there, that someone said to him, "Welcome, you're the 19th temple president in the last 19 years. Good luck." So it was really quite unnerving to be put into such a situation where there was such heavy responsibility coming from all angles. But what he did, and how he did it, and how he maintained his Krishna consciousness is amazing. I think the most outstanding, one of the most outstanding qualities he has, and one that he has many, but one he has is really deep determination. When he fixes his mind on doing something, he gets it done. He's very gentle, very respectful, very gracious, but inside he has such determination and such dedication to doing his service in such a way that it is done with the most utmost care and the most utmost intelligence. I don't know what I can say as an instruction. All I can say is I honor this personality and I wish him the best in his future preaching. But one thing I would like to say that I can only reflect on my own, activities within the sannyasa order, which I saw as one of the most difficult things, and that is the facilities that come by way of this ashram. The praise, the facilities that is given to the sannyasa order, as far as being giving utmost respect, attention, and that these things, one has to be very, very careful, because ultimately, if one somehow becomes dependent on others in any aspects of one's life, one starts to lose one's clear vision of one's duty. Therefore, it's mentioned that a sannyasi, especially one in that renouncer, is simply dependent on the mercy of the Lord only. It may come through other people, but one is not attached to that. one is attached only to their service and attached to always serve, dedicated to thinking about Krishna and depending on Krishna in all circumstances. People will give you so many facilities, offer you so many opportunities to get more material situations, nice places to stay, nice prasadam, praise, honor, respect, and so many other things. But these are just their opportunities for service, that's all. If we take them to heart, if we actually think they are for us, we can somehow lose proper vision of what our position is. We simply depend on the Lord. So we have seen over the years in our ISKCON society so many dedicated, serious, and when we say committed persons to Srila Prabhupada's mission somehow slip from this ashram. So one should be very careful, especially in accepting all these external facilities that are simply meant for our service. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was a revolutionary in using material things to serve Krishna. But when it came to individual needs, he would not allow his sannyasis to use any of the facilities of the ashram for personal needs. He said, if you have some business on your own sense, your own personal business, you cannot use the cars or any of the facilities, you simply walk. Although he was so much, understanding the principle of yukta vairagya, he made that clear distinction between one's own needs and one's preaching. So we should be also very careful in accepting these external things and become somewhat very much detached from this desire, because if we somehow or other look towards these things, because they will come and people want to give them. And if we start to expect them, then it becomes, a feature of losing our clear understanding of our relationship with Krishna and our service as in a renounced order of life. So I'm saying this for myself because I like to hear this also. I need to hear this because I think this is one of the most dangerous aspects of sannyas order, is the facilities that come by way of the position. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in Madhurya Kandambini, this is called Ranga Tarangini, and that is one of the reasons why people fall. So we are simply happy and inspired by the opportunity for service. That is our happiness, to be able to serve the mission of the spiritual master, and to be able to inspire persons to take up Krishna consciousness and to spread the glories of the holy name. I'm really happy to be here, and this is a very special occasion. As Maharaj mentioned, Devamrit Prabhu was a very highly positioned person within the secular society. Persons who would look at him from any position would think that person is very successful. He gave it all up simply to dedicate his life to Krishna consciousness. Now he's even giving up any other opportunities for any other situations to become completely, as we say, the renounced order is a beggar. So most beggars want to become bankers, but this banker has become a beggar. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminti Namne Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Sanyavari Paschachare Shatari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I remember when I was very fortunate 3 years ago in Vrindavan. We've heard how Dev and Rita Prabhu, for many years, we were very fortunate to have his association in Vrindavan Dham. He also was there when I had this wonderful opportunity to take this responsibility of sannyas, to oversee the ceremony. And he'll probably remember how the ceremony was seen to take a constant refocus for kirtan. Practically between every opportunity, somehow or another kirtan broke out. Lokanath Maharaj, of course, was giving the sannyas. It was a wonderful experience. Today we're experiencing another wonderful aspect in terms of hearing the glories of a Vaishnava, someone who is truly qualified to receive such glory. This is very purifying for all of us, to hear the glories of others and to feel such happiness to hear this. Those were actually glorious. So, we didn't chant Hare Krishna. This is another aspect of sannyas, Srila Prabhupada said. We should always be chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! When Vishnu Jan Maharaj took sannyas in the early 70s, Srila Prabhupada said that sannyas, we all have our parts to play, as Maharaj mentioned, offering whatever Krishna has given to us, whatever we are, surrendering that for the pleasure of the Lord, pleasure of the Guru. We all know the great contribution of Vishnu Jan Maharaj to our movement, especially in the world of kirtan, also wonderful Vaishnav qualities. And Prabhupada said to him when he took sannyas, he said, sannyas means you chant and dance. And you get everyone else to dance and chant. So whatever wonderful thing we may have been given, understanding that this is simply Krishna's mercy, let us share that with others. One little thing, I don't know if this is too much to ask. In a Upadeshamrita, Srila Prabhupada describes, well, in the preface, how before becoming a pure devotee, we must all become Goswamis. As has been mentioned, it's not just an external title or dress. It's an internal state of consciousness. We all have to work towards it. So one little thing, I know it's very nice to hear the entertaining sounds of mobiles going off every few minutes, but perhaps it's too much to ask, but the step towards renunciation, maybe you can turn the mobiles off or remove them from the arena. It's a small thing, but Srila Prabhupada did not like these type of things to disturb such an important event as today. Please do so. Anyway, back to today's event. As Chandramouli Maharaj has mentioned, how fortunate we are and privileged we are to be here. Of course, I've been very fortunate to have spent over the last 4 or 5 years a lot of time with Dev and Rita Prabhu. He's been very kind to always give us such nice facility and nice association in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Practically, I didn't know who he was until he came to Vrindavan. I didn't even know if he was a brahmachari or a grihastha. I had no idea. And when he came, previously we'd been asked to spend time in Vrindavan, and then Devamrit Prabhu came there four years or so ago, and it was such a wonderful experience. I can honestly say, from my own personal experience, perhaps the most wonderful devotee I've associated with. It's such an inspiration, so much to learn from just being around him. I'm sure that taking this responsibility today of accepting the order of sannyas will only increase the wonderful qualities which Srila Prabhupada, which Krishna have given this to Devamrita Prabhu, and which he's imbibed from his guru. We hear that you can judge a tree by the fruit, so we can judge from the fruit of Devamrita Prabhu's association. Wonderful, wonderful spiritual master who has been inspiring him and guiding him. But I feel that he's going to increase that distribution of these wonderful qualities by accepting this responsibility far and near, traveling further afield, spending more time in other countries, in other places, but not, of course, letting go of his service in Vrindavan and Belgaum and other places. I saw him in the very beginning there in Vrindavan, a service which is very sweet and very inspiring, serving the devotees prasadam personally, making sure, taking care that all the devotees as much as possible were looked after. They were getting nice prasadam as much as possible in that very difficult situation, trying to satisfy the needs of everyone, trying to accommodate even the very polarized sometimes impressions or feelings of others, even those who are seemingly antagonistic sometimes, how he would consider their point of view and do everything he could to try to somehow or another work cooperatively together. It's a wonderful spirit of sannyas, of how to bring everyone together to perform this great yajna, this Sankirtan yajna, of offering whatever we have in the service of the Lord. And although officially we took sannyas, I learned so much during these 4 years of the mood of sannyas, this simple mood, this humble mood, this mood of understanding that although sannyas, we usually, as we've heard, we may receive so much respect, but the real meditation is that sannyasi is the master of no one. Our business is to see ourselves as a servant of everyone. Everyone is our master. Our only existence in life is how we can serve others, how we can assist Srila Prabhupada in delivering everyone else from this illusion of seeing ourselves in the center. So I'd like to thank Devamrita Prabhu. Certainly, I hope that we get much of his association and continue to learn how to serve Srila Prabhupada more and more pleasingly. I've been staying in his room in Vrindavan for the last three weeks in his absence. But not really in his absence, I was always thinking of him whilst I was in there. He sleeps on the floor. That was a nice experience. But I saw no mattress, nothing there. Very simple lifestyle. Eats very simply. We've already heard that from his Guru Maharaj, how these are qualities, natural qualities. It's completely natural. He's already more than our business. Of course, sannyasi is only to facilitate the mission, as we've heard. More than a sannyasi. Naham vipro na cha narapiti napi vaishnava shudra. Naham varni na cha griya piti nova na stoya tirva. Kintu Praja Nikila Paramananda Punamitabde Gopya Bhata Kapa Parakamalam Dasa Dasa Anudasa. He's showing us, or at least showing myself, how we can become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, 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 servant. And this is the wonderful experience we have when we come here. We see it in Chaupati and wherever we go, how this mood, this wonderful mood of serving, this is the essence of our existence. This is the essence of a leader. Today on Ram Nomi, I see you've titled the beautiful altar of Sri Ramchandra, the ideal king. I hope and pray that Devanreet Prabhu will become an ideal representative of the order of sannyas and will inspire all of us to progress in our devotional service. And also, as Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj has been describing, giving up all other considerations and attachments except for the will, the desire of pleasing Krishna. So I'd like to thank him very much for taking this step today. It's certainly going to inspire me, and I'm sure every one of us here today, and I hope it will inspire the whole world. And perhaps it will also inspire many bankers. We know a lot about bankers today. Many bankers around the world to surrender to Krishna. After all, Kali Yuga is primarily has a grip on the whole world through the false monetary system. So if we can get some of these bankers on our side, maybe there will be a wave of change in this age of Kali. Let us see. Jai Devanreet Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.